of the things about the Agada Shel Pesach, one of the amazing things about the Agada Shel Pesach, is that every year that you go into this farm store to look for a Haggadah, it's like a tish.
It's
harmful for you. Eilam is mekala. Menega eilam. One of the things about the Haggadah Shel Pesach is that every year when a person goes into this farm store and he's looking for Haggadah, it's very hard to make up your mind which Haggadah, because not only do you have the Haggadahs from last year and the Haggadahs from the year before, you have the new Haggadahs which came out this year. So if you come into a real farm store, you can have literally hundreds and hundreds of Haggadahs. In fact, more than any Torah literature, there's been more written about the Haggadah than any other sefer.
More than the Rambam?
Jewish library. More than the Rambam. It's written on the Haggadah. So obviously this begs the kasha. Manashtana, Haggadah hazeh, yukola chiburim. What makes the Haggadah so special that second to the Torah itself, that there's more written about the Haggadah than any other sefer. And that the Haggadah is embraced. Wow.
Thank you.
That more than any other sefer, the Haggadah is embraced by millions of Yidden all over the world. Whether it's the Maxwell House edition or it's the Art School edition, whatever it is, the Haggadah is cherished by Klal Yisrael. So in order to understand this, we have to investigate. We have to ask ourselves, who is the author of the Haggadah? Is it a Tana? Is it an Amora? Who exactly is it? The Rambam? Who is the author of the Haggadah? For this, we need Rav Buna from Pshischa. Rav Buna from Pshischa, one of the great Hasidic masters of all time. Huh? No, no.
How do you say his last name?
Of Pshischa, from the city of Pshischa. Rav Buna from Pshischa. He reveals to us that the author of the Haggadah is none other than Eliyahu HaNavi himself. And he says, how do I know that? Well, he doesn't need a raya. If Rabbi from Pshischa says something, that in itself is a raya. Eliyahu HaNavi probably told him that. But he says, he brings that a raya is that we find in the Haggadah the lashon of Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. Only other place in Torah literature where we find the expression of Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu is in Medrash Eliyahu, Tanit VeElyahu. We find more than once Eliyahu HaNavi uses this expression of Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. And because he used that in the Haggadah, that's our simen that Eliyahu HaNavi is the author of the Haggadah.
Medrash Eliyahu?
It's called Tanit VeElyahu. I think that there's other Ramazim to this as well. Where Eliyahu HaNavi, so to speak, that he signs his name on the Haggadah. One of the ones, which is not such a clear raya, is that the Rambam begins the Haggadah with the expression, "Bebehilu yatsum Mitzrayim." That in a haste, the Yidden left Mitzrayim. "Bebehilu yatsum Mitzrayim" is Rashi Teva's Gematria Eliyahu. Is that he signs his name in the beginning. But just like the Sfarim say, I forget the exact emes, but Tanat Velio begins with Vayigaresh as Adam Minagan. Some type of an expression like this, Vayigaresh. The Sfarim say that there's a remes there. Do you know the remes? There's a remes there that Eliyahu HaNavi is the Mechaber. I think Vayigaresh Vayigarish is gematria, something to do with Eliyahu Navi. I don't remember exactly what it is. Anyways, a person signs his name at the beginning of a sefer. So the Behilu Yatsim Emitzayim is Rashi Tevas Gematria Eliyahu. Behilu is Eliyahu with the Koilel. It's almost the Osios Eliyahu. Behilu is one off. It's Eliyahu and Behilu is almost the same thing. But I think as an even more starker raya, so having the Dayenus. In the Dayenus, we have 15 times we have the expression of Ilu, 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 Ilu. Right? 15 times Ilu. Right? So if you take the word Ilu, and you have 15 Ilus, 15 is Yud Hei. So Yud Hei Ilu is Elio. That's Elio. 15 Ilus. On top of that, we have the Gemara says that Elio Navi travels the world in 4 swoops. Mal Chamav is an 8th Gemara Brachos. Gemara says Elio Be'arba. Eliyahu's Be'arba.
4
swoops. He can cover the world in 4, like I say, he was flying, 4 leaps. He can cover the world in 4 leaps. Elio Be'arba, the Gemara says. This is connected to 4 that you find the Haggadah throughout the entire theme of the Haggadah. There's 4. There's the Arba Banim, there's the 4 Kashas, there's the 4 Kosos. It's Eliyahu Be'arba. Eliyahu is the Indian of Arba. Eliyahu's Be'arba. Right? In fact, Eliyahu is going to actually be a Ben. Right? So that's why we have Arba Banim. And the Arba Banim, Ben being Gematria Eliyahu. Right, this secret of Arba Banim is the secret of Eliyahu Be'arba. Eliyahu comes Be'arba. That has to do with the fact that there's 4 Galiuses, and Eliyahu comes at the end of the Arba Galiuses. So there's a deeper Indian as well, but I want to get into it.
What is 4 in general?
Huh?
What is 4 in general?
4 in general is Tzimtzum. It has to do with a Tzimtzum, because a square is 4 cornered. Anyways, you find different Ramazan that Eliyahu is Be'arba. Constriction. Constriction is 4 cornered as a box, is a constriction. It's a Tzimtzum. As he opens up the constriction. So this is what we have, Eliyahu Be'arba. Right, you have the Arba Banim, is the secret of Eliyahu Be'arba. Right, 4 times Ben. It's Gematria Pinchas. Pinchas Eliyahu. It's also Gematria Chatzi Halayla, Gematria Lechemoni. Gematria B'damai Chayi 2 times. So lots of Ramazim why you find when it comes to Eliyahu Be'arba, many secrets in the Haggadah revealed through this idea that Eliyahu is the Mechaber the Haggadah.
Why do Chazal say that Pinchas and Eliyahu are the same?
Why?
Yeah, what's the connection between Pinchas and Eliyahu?
There's a lot. The reason why Eliyahu is so associated with the Haggadah, that Hashem chose Eliyahu to write the Haggadah, he was handpicked, is because there's a mitzvah on this night of Higadah to Levincha. We have a mitzvah to teach our sons about Yetzias Mitzrayim, about the Amunah, Hashkacha, and Eliyahu is the person who is best chosen for that. Higadah to Levincha. Hashem says, I also have children, and I also keep the mitzvahs. I also have a mitzvah of Higadah to Levincha. What's going to be with all the children who don't have parents tonight? All the assignment. Who's going to teach them the Haggadah? So Hashem says it's my achrayas, as it says in Tehillim, ki avi ve'imi yazavuni v'asham yasveini. If a person doesn't have parents, Hashem says I gather them in. And today, every single person in Klai Yisrael is a bechina of ki avi ve'imi yazavuni. How many people can say that their parents are qualified to teach them about the Haggadah? How many parents are there in Klai Yisrael that if not for the Haggadah they would not know what to teach their children? They would not know. We're mamish ador yasam. You hear that expression? We're literally ador yasam. We can't rely on our parents to teach us the Haggadah, to teach us the Sipur. Hashem says I have to write a Haggadah for all daris. Who's going to be the one to teach the Haggadah for all daris? Eliyahu Navi. I'm entrusting him to be the one to write the Haggadah, that the Haggadah, the Higadah Levincha, should be neskayim for every door because of Eliyahu Navi. I accept my achrayas of the Haggadah of this mitzvah through Eliyahu Navi. He takes responsibility that I should be mekayim that. That's Eliyahu Navi. That's perhaps why Eliyahu, according to the Medrash Rabbah, according to one day, is from Shevet Gad. Because Gad is a lashon of Haggadah. Right? Because Eliyahu, Hanavi, is in charge of the Haggadah. So he teaches us the Haggadah. It's Bechin of Shevet Gad. So that's Eliyahu Hanavi's role. Because Eliyahu Hanavi, he's the Heishiv Leif Ovis al Banim, Leif Banim al Avisam. When there's a gap between the Ovis and the Banim, between the Banim and the Ovis, who's the one who comes to fill the gap? Eliyahu Hanavi. That's the Higadah to the Binfa, that he's Mamshech, the Haggadah is a lashon of Hamshacha, that he's Mamshech, he's Makashi, the Ovis and the Banim, and the Banim and the Ovis. That's the Indian of the Haggadah to the Binfa, to make create the Messiah, which is continues on this night of the year. Not necessarily. It crosses borders. They're soldiers. They fight Muhammad. They fight Muhammad. So Eliyahu Navi is considered to be like he fights the Muhammad Hashem. Erev Pesach is going to actually Muhammad Hashem Bamalik. It's a night of Milchama. We wage war against the Satan. There's a lot of inyanim here. Eliyahu Navi, God. Also, God is Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul is connected God. The 12 Chadashim correspond to the 12 Shvatim. That's because Elul is at the Pesach. It's at the Pesach of the next year. Goes into Tishrei. So Pesach is like a mezuzah. And mezuzah gematria zu Eliyahu. There's a lot of inyanim in Eliyahu being involved in the Pesach and mezuzah and Shacha into the next year. From the Avos to the Banim, right? Next year is like an Av to the Ben. He's Meiser. It's a Messiah from Elul to Pesach. Elul to Tishrei is like a Messiah. It's Eliyahu Navi. He passes on. We'll get more into why Eliyahu Navi has to do with this inyan of passing on. The Pashas way Eliyahu Navi has to do with passing on is because we say about Eliyahu Navi on Motzei Shabbos, which is when he comes, we say, Ish Dairais Shteimasa Roena. Eliyahu Navi, he's called the Ish HaDairais. He spans all the Dairais. Like the Gemara says in Ma'ikadah, the Eliyahu Chayhu. He's a Chai, never died. That he spans all the Dairais. That he's the one, every single door he comes to the Seder, he's not bound by time. But he sees the transmission. He's the one who Hashem entrusts to be the one to make sure the Messiah passes. And who else can Hashem entrust? He can't trust any Adam, because every Adam, he's here today, he's gone tomorrow. So Eliyahu Navi, he's entrusted to be that one, to oversee the Hamshachas HaDairos, to be Shoymer on the Messiah, because he's the Ish Dairos. He spans all the Dairos from one door to the next. But he's not living. There's a difference between Chai and Lomes. There's a very big difference between those two ideas. It's one of the things which we do at the Leil Seder, like the Shulchan Aruch says, we're Poseach Pesach for Eliyahu Navi. We open up the door for Eliyahu Navi, we invite him in, he comes and he drinks his cup, right? Like my son says, I see that it's, you know, a little bit is missing, Eliyahu Navi is drinking from our cup, right? Like everybody else did as a kid probably. Right? He comes in for his kos, we make a kos for him, and he comes in, we're Poseach Pesach for Eliyahu Navi. The reason why we're Poseach Pesach, we open the door for Eliyahu Navi, is because we're only returning the favor that Eliyahu Navi does now.
Everyone has an
Inuk? Everyone has an Inuk?
When
is
that done?
It's done after you pour the fourth cup, right? I think it's after you pour the fourth cup. Elio Baba, right? Elio Baba, the fourth cup. So we open up the door for Eliyahu Navi because he opens up the door for us. What does it mean Eliyahu Navi opens up the doors for us? This is something which is very significant. The Gemara Brachos, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, says Rabbi Yossi that he entered into a chorva, went to the chorbas Yerushalayim, and Eliyahu Navi came to him, and he says he was shomer li ala Pesach. He was standing next to me, meaning he was standing at the Pesach of the chorban, and he said to me, Shalom alecha Rabbi. I said, Shalom alecha Rabbi. He says, why are you going into a chorva for? So I came to Davin. He says, you don't go into Chorvas. Don't go into Chorvas. He says, I learned three things from Eliyahu Navi. Don't go into Chorvas. You know how to Davin, etc., etc. This idea of Eliyahu Navi, that he's Shomer Li Ala Pesach, that he waits for me at the Pesach, this defines the Nekud of who Eliyahu Navi is. That he's the person, he's Shomer Li Ala Pesach. That he waits, that he's Shomer, the Pischa Yisrael. He guards the Pesachim of Klai Yisrael. We know Bechlau. We know Bechlal, that the night of Pesach is the night of Psicha. We know the word Pesach, although it's spelled with a Samech and a Taf are interchangeable. But Pesach is a night of Psicha, that Hashem opened up the doors for Klal Yisrael to be able to leave Mitzrayim. The Chazal say, Mitzrayim was impenetrable. You cannot leave. Never did an ever leave Mitzrayim. But here the big news of Yitzhak Mitzrayim was that 600,000 Avadim were leaving Mitzrayim. Because this is the Bechin of Eliyahu, that he's Shomer Li Ala Pesach. he's shomer the pischa yisrael. Now the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up Mitzrayim, this Meitzah, this Tzimtzum, to allow the Yidden to leave Mitzrayim, was because he gave them two mitzvahs which pertain to the Pesachim. That he opened up the Peh of Klal Yisrael, which is through the Korban Pesach, their mouths. The mitzvah Behigadita is an indication that of opening up the mouths of Klal Yisrael. As we know that Pesach stands for, the Ari says, Pesach, that the mouth speaks, that it's a night where Hashem opens up the mouths of Yidden, that we should be able to speak like a Yid should speak. But on top of that, aside from the Korban Pesach, which opened up the mouths of Klal Yisrael, that Hashem opened up the meal of Klal Yisrael, which is called the other Pesach of Klal Yisrael. It's a night of being Peseach Pischa Yisrael. It's a night of opening mouths. We open up the mouth of the Peh and the mouth of the Bris. Because Elion is considered to be the Shomer HaBris.
Right?
So what it means to be open up the mouths of the Bris is that every single Yid has these two Pesachim. But unless he knows how to use them, they're considered to be closed. They're considered to be in Golos. Eliyahu is the Malach HaBris, because Hashem created a bris with the Mila and a bris with the Peh, the Gemara says. And he's the one who protects and makes sure that the brisin, that the Pischa Yisrael should be open. That's the Peh of Klal Yisrael. That's why it's no coincidence, Rabbi said, that there's two times of the year that Eliyahu HaNavi visits us. One is the night of the Seder, which is the night of the Korban Pesach. And the other time is by a bris milah. That he is the shomer brisa Yisrael. He's the shomer pischa Yisrael. That any time that there's a psichas hapeh, whether it's the mouth, the physical mouth, whether it's the mouth of the milah, that Hashem sends Eli Hanavi, that he's the one that Hashem says, you are shomer pischa Yisrael. So if there's a bris milah, Eliyahu is going to be there. If there's a bris like at the night of the Seder, that there's a bris of the Korban Pesach, Eliyahu is going to be there. Anything where there's an association of being opening up the pischa Yisrael, you'll find Eliyahu Hanavi there. Because he guards the Pischa Yisrael. So the reason why the Gemara says that when Rabbi Yossi went into a Churban, into a Churba, who was there, Eliyahu Navi, that he was Shomer Eliyahu HaPesach, because that's the world of Eliyahu Navi. That the Pischa Yisrael, that the mouths of the Yidden, he's Shomer the mouths of the Yidden. He ensures the Nitzchei supply Yisrael. That's Eliyahu Shomer Eliyahu HaPesach. Take a look at Rashi there. Rashi there says, Shomer Eliyahu HaPesach is a Lashon Shomer HaMtana, that we await. Rashi says it's a lashon of shomer amunim. Shomer amunim. That's because Eliyahu Navi, Rashi references that, is because Eliyahu is exactly that. He's shomer emuna Yisrael. The amunah from the mouth, the amunah from the bris, the two mitzvahs where karis is associated with, Eliyahu Navi is there. He protects the amunah of Klal Yisrael for all those. And befrat the night of the Seder, which is the night of the hamshacha of the amunah of Klal Yisrael. But what do we speak about at the night of Pesach? We speak about amunah. We attach ourselves to the Doris and the Mesiras HaDoris for all generations. Eliyahu Navi is there because he's the Shomer Emunah. He protects the Emunah of Klal Yisrael, which is the mitzvah of Higadat HaLebincha, because Lebincha is a Gematria Emunah. Right? That he's, what do we speak about to our children the night of the Pesach? We speak about Emunah. We imbue within our children the fundamental, the Yisaitis of Klal Yisrael, which is Emunah. Higadat HaLebincha, we give over to Eliyahu Navi, his presence being there, to the singing of Emunah L'chol HaDoris. So you find this inyan of Tanit v'Eliyahu, right? Not just Tanit v'Eliyahu, I should say more. There's a tefillah we say before davening called Pesach Eliyahu. Because Eliyahu has an associate which is the Pesach. Eliyahu has to do with the Pesach. So when you begin davening, right, you awaken this tefillah called Pesach Eliyahu. Because Eliyahu has to do with the Pesach. Anything to do with the Pesach, you'll find Eliyahu there. Because he's Shomer the Pischa Yisrael. I say Pesach Eliyahu is Gematria Shomer. Shim Memrish. Because anything which has to do with Pesach and Eliyahu's presence there has to do with the Shmir. Because Eliyahu Navi is Shomer Eliyahu HaPesach. Shomer is Gematria Pesach Eliyahu. Where there's a Pesach, Eliyahu Navi is there to be Shomer on the Pischa Yisrael. That's why the night of Pesach, we know it's called Leil Shimur. It's a night of Shmira. Shimur means many Shmiras. It's not just one Shmira. We have Shmor es Chodesh Aviv. The month is the month of Shmira. But the Pesach Seder has to fall out in the month of the Aviv, in the springtime. And we say about that, Shmor. Hashem says you have to watch the month. Not only do you have to watch the month, you have to watch the night. It's a Leil Shimur. Not only do you have to watch the night, you have to watch the matzahs. You have matzah Shmura. You shmar the mitzvah matzahs. Everything to do with the night of Pesach has to do with Shmira. It's a Shmira gabi Shmira gabi Shmira. It has to be protected. And if there's Shmira, there's Eliyahu Navi. That he's being Shomer the Pischa Yisrael. Shomer Eliyahu HaPesach. The remez which I mentioned before, which is a remez, I forgot to mention, to Eliyahu Navi's being at the Seder. Having written the Haggadah, that he's the author of the Haggadah, we said Eliyahu, right, we said that the five times we say Ilu, 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 Badayenu, so 15 times Ilu, right, is Eliyahu. 15 is Yud Kei, Yud Kei, Ilu, Eliyahu. Right? It happens to be that 15 times Ilu is Gematria Shemira. Shemira. Exactly. Putting the Yud Hei into Ilu makes Eliyahu. Now, if you times Yud Kei times Ilu, it's Gematria Shemira. It's also Shamar Yud Kei. 15 Shamar. 15 Shamar.
What is that?
Right?
15 Shemiras.
I don't know what the 15 Shemiras are, but Shamar is the Pesach Eliyahu. In the end, it's a 15. Right? The Yud K really is because the Yud K protects the Vav K. It's Shemir on the Vav K. It's the Shemir, you say. That's what we find at Eliyahu Navi, that he's Shamar Li Ala Pesach. And when the Yidden went into the Churban, when Rabbi Yossi went into the Churba, he was there to protect them. He says, what are you doing in the Churba? Get yourself out of there. That's exactly the massive of Klai Yisrael Mitzrayim. When we went down to the Churba, into the Nun Shari Tumma, Eliyahu Navi was there to protect us. Eliyahu Navi is the one who will pull us out, that Yishar Meli Ala Pesach, that even though we fall into the Churbanos, he builds us. He builds the Churbanos Mishalayim. Like we said before, Eliyahu is Gematria Ben. Ben is a Lashon Binyan. That he builds Klai Yisrael when we're in a state where we're in a matzav of Churba. Because there's a cherev of the Tumma, and there's a cherev of Kedusha. The cherev of the Tumma is Mitzrayim. We fall into the churbanos of Mitzrayim. And he pulls us out because it's the cherev of Kedusha. Where do we find that the Eliyahu Navi is the cherev of Kedusha? Where do we find that?
By Pinchas.
Yeah, that's true. But Pinchas is very good.
The Baal.
Huh? Where?
The Baal.
By? The Baal.
The Baal.
Now, more particularly, we find it by Purim time. Everything comes back to Purim. Eliyahu Navi is called Charvayna. Charvayna. He's the Cherev of the Kedusha. It's Charvona Zechulatov, Eliyahu Navi Zechulatov, right? Charvayna. He is Eliyahu Navi because he's the Cherev of the Kedusha.
What is
it?
It's
Eliyahu Navi.
What did he do in the story of Purim?
Huh? He chopped off Haman's head with his Cherev. He killed Haman. He kills Amalek. He makes Muhammad with Amalek. As a charvayna, which is this cherev, we find that the cherev of kedusha is called Roimim Ba'iskel Bigronam, the cherev pipiyos biyadam. The cherev of Klai Yisrael is called the cherev pipiyos. It's two pez, the cherev of Klai Yisrael. It's a double-edged sword. An edge of a sword is called a peh, right? Cherev pipiyos biyadam. Pipiyos is the two piyos of Klai Yisrael, the peh hamila, right, and the peh hapeh. Which are these two piyos, which is Shamali Allah Pesach, the Cherev the Kedusha. That's Eliyahu Navi's role, that he's the Cherev the Kedusha, that anybody, he's Shamer the Pesach Yisrael, he's the Cherev the Kedusha, which protects the piyos of Kedusha, of Klai Yisrael, that we have a Nitzchias of Dorida. Let's start to get back to the idea of the Haggadah. I'll just mention, by the way, that these two piyos of Klai Yisrael, which we're speaking about, that you know, the Torah says, "Al pi shnayim edim yakum davar," that a person to testify, you need two edim. And the Torah says, "Al pi shnayim edim yakum davar," that these two piyos of Klai Yisrael, the Peh HaMila and the Peh HaBrit and the Peh HaMa'ar, the Peh HaLashon and the Peh HaMar, it's called. These two piyos are Eidim for Klai Yisrael. They're going to be made on us for all generations that we deserve Olam Haba, that we're B'nai Olam Haba. That if a Yid has a bris, right, and he has a mouth to Kedusha, these are the Eidim of Klai Yisrael that we're Zeicha, the Dorei Dorei, to be B'nai Olam Haba. Eliyahu Navi, he's made. He protects the Eidim of Klai Yisrael. Al Pi Shnayim Eidim Yakum Davar. That's what Eliyahu Hanavi is called. Eliyahu HaGiladi. Giladi is Gal Eid. He reveals the Eid of Klai Yisrael. There's Gematria in that also. Remember, Giladi. As we found the Gemara in Shabbos in Chesam Abayz, Eliyahu HaNavi, he's made. He comes into Abayz and he dresses up as a person and he's made. Because he's made for Klai Yisrael that we're Mekayim, these two Pios, that we have a Nitzchis because of that. One of the unique qualities about Eliyahu HaNavi is that he's called an Eved, and the Torah calls him an Eved. Eliyahu Avdi. Eliyahu Avdecha. And very few people throughout history have been zeichet to this title of being called an Eved Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, David Avdi, Iyoiv Avdi, Yaakov Avdi. Very few people throughout history have this title called Eved Hashem. Eliyahu is called Eved Hashem. Now, why is it significant to be called an Eved Hashem? So let's take a look at the Torah. We know that Hashem is considered to be the author of the Torah. It's Hashem's Torah. Yeah, we know Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah. Hashem didn't write the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah. Now, it begs the question. If Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, why didn't he end off, you know, by right at the end, you know, Chasaim Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Ben Amram. Why didn't he sign his name at the end of the Torah? The Torah tells us that he wrote it, but why doesn't he sign his name? Right? You can ask the question about the Haggadah. Why doesn't Eliyahu HaNavi tell us that he's the author of the Haggadah? Why does he leave it so blank that we have to guess who's the author of the Haggadah? It's one of the questions we ask when I have to say that. Like, who is the author of the Haggadah? Everything is so awesome. Why doesn't he tell us at the end, you know, written at this time and this day, you know, Eliyahu HaNavi? Why not? The Torah says it's because Moshe Rabbeinu is called an Eved Hashem. Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. And because Moshe is called an Eved Hashem, we have a cloud when it comes to Avadim called Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbah. That an Eved doesn't have his own hand. The hand of the Eved is the hand of the Rebbe. Hence, when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu writing the Torah. It was Al Pi Hashem Biyad Moshe. It was that Hashem spoke, and that's what caused Moshe to write it. But it wasn't Moshe's hand which wrote the Torah. It was Hashem's hand that was writing the Torah. But it was just Moshe Avdi. Because it's Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbah. And therefore, Moshe's not going to sign on the Torah written by Moshe Rabbeinu, because it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu with the Torah. Does an Eved write on something which belongs to his Rebbe? He's going to write that it belongs to him that he wrote? Of course not. It's Hashem's Torah. Hashem wrote the Torah. Moshe was the instrument, but it's Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbah. So therefore, it's Torah Hashem. Because Hashem wrote the Torah, not Moshe. The same thing is true with the Haggadah. The reason why Eliyahu doesn't sign off, this was written by Eliyahu, because Eliyahu is an Eved. And it's Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbah. So wasn't it Eliyahu HaNavi wrote the Torah, the Haggadah? It was Hashem who wrote the Haggadah. And therefore, you're not going to find anybody but Hashem who's going to take credit for the Haggadah. Because it's Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbah. Just with the Echrem is, Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbah is Gematria Eliyahu with a Milui. 242. So if you take Eliyahu and make a miloy, it's going to match you a Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbah. Because that's exactly Eliyahu, the Nekud of Eliyahu HaNavi when it comes to the Haggadah. At this Vihigadata, this is Hashem's Vihigadata. Hashem is Mekayim the Mitzvah Vihigadata the Bincha through all Doris. Through his Haggadah. Because in a place where there's no parents anymore to teach, Hashem says, Psach Picha Le'ilim. I'm going to open up the mouths of all the Yidim. But through who? Through Eliyahu HaNavi. Why? Because he's Shemer Pischa Yisrael. He's Shemer Pischa Yisrael.
It's
too much of an Indian to talk about right now. I think something very interesting. Just once you understand this idea of Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbah, just parenthetically, we find that Bilam HaRasha, that he says, he makes a tefillah to Hashem in his nevuah. He says, Tomos Nafshi Mos Yisharim. Let me die like the Mis of the Yisharim. So Chazal say, who are the Yisharim? It's the Avos. Chazal say he wanted to die like the Avos HaKadoshim. No, Bilam. That was his tefillah. I want to die like the Avos. Happens to be Yisharim is Gematria Avos HaOlam. The Avos of the world. Avos HaOlam. Because he wanted to have Neshika just like them. Right? Most Yisharim is Gematria mean Neshikos Pihu. Neshikos Pihu. I wanted Mises Neshika, just like Moshe, right? Because he was the opposite of Moshe. So it turns out that Hashem answered his tefillah. Hashem answered his tefillah. Which is such a Musa Haskar, Rabbi said. Where do you see that Hashem answered his tefillah? that he died by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, not by Malach HaMaves. Because who ends up killing Bilam? Huh? The Jews. Well, which Jew killed Pinchas? Pinchas kills Bilam. Pinchas was the one who killed Bilam. Now who's Pinchas? Pinchas Eliyahu. So if Eliyahu is Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi, and Eliyahu kills Bilam, that means that Hashem killed Bilam. So Hashem answered his tefillah. Tamos Nafshi, Mois Hashem. It goes to say every tefillah is heard. Even a Bilam HaRasha, if he's misfollowed to Hashem, Belev Shalim, Hashem answers his tefillah. We find this musag of Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi. The Medrash says like this, L'she'avar Adam Eisa Mitzvah, Hanavi Kaisva. It used to be that when a Yid would do a mitzvah, the Navi would write it. But Achshav Adam Isa Mitzvah Mikaisva. Now that a Yid does a mitzvah, who writes it? So the Medrash answers, Eliyahu Navi or Melech HaMashiach. Eliyahu Navi and Melech HaMashiach, they record our schlios, that Kadosh Baruch Hu choisim ayadehem. Hashem signs on their hands. First of all, the Medrash itself is an unbelievable Medrash. This explains why Eliyahu Navi comes to Avi Seder. Because he's bringing schlusim for every single Yid. He's meyid. And when it comes, when a Yid has to go to Olam Haba, you know how many Yidin come to a Seder, Rabbi Sai? More than any other mitzvah in history. The Yidin are kaim two mitzvahs. Which ones? Bris Milah and Leil Seder. More than any other mitzvah. More than Shatnez, more than Tefillin, more than Tzitzis, more than Liban HaTorah. That every, more than, and that in Chanukah. Right? These three things, right, is that there's a Bechina that Yidin do it. And that's why Eliyahu becomes. He comes to be made. Even when a reform Yid comes up to Olam Haba, Hashem's going to say, what happened to you? He's going to say, I kept the Seder. He has a Bris Milah. Because he's Shomer Pesach Yisrael. These are the two Edom of Yidin that Eliyahu becomes, because he's the Kaisev Chiyosein Shal Yisrael. And as it says, that Hashem is Chaisem Al Yedehem. It doesn't say that Hashem is Chaisem, he's Chaisem Al Yedehem. That when they sign, Hashem says, I sign. When they sign, that's on I sign. Because it's Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi. It's Yad Eved Kiyad. And with this advice, I will conclude. This is the reason why that the Seder is so chaviv, that Bismillah is so chaviv, that the Haggadah is so chaviv, that the Torah is so chaviv, and that this Perushim Mamish ain't safe. Ain't safe. Why so? Everybody say, take a look at the Bria that Hashem made. Look at, take a look at the Bria and you say, Marabu Masach Hashem, Kulam B'chachma Sisa. There's so much Chachma in the Bria. What scientists thought that they knew, that they were big Bakim in the Bria, in terms of how this world works, if they were alive today to see what we know about the Bria, in terms of the human body, about the way things work, they would say, we know nothing. We thought we knew, and we thought it was Gevaldik back then, but what we know now about the Bria is unbelievable, the depth of the Bria. And I know many scientists will disagree. If you were to give the world another 1,000 years, the scientists now will say, in 1,000 years from now, we thought we knew something, we know nothing. We know nothing. And it will repeat itself, Ein Sof will repeat itself. Because the Bria and the Chachmas HaBria is Ein Sof. And the reason why the Chachmas HaBria is Ein Sof, you can dig deeper and deeper, okay, into protons and neutrons, into millitrons, whatever it is because Hashem created the Bria with His hands. And anything that Hashem does Himself, anything that Hashem does Himself is Ein Sof. So the reason why the Bria is Ein Sof, because Hashem created it with His own hands, Kibyah. That's why the Bria is Ein Sof. That's the simon that Hashem does it. If it's Ein Sof, that means that Hashem did it Himself.
What is not by Yad Hashem? What is not created by Yad Hashem?
This is a whole nekuda, and you have to understand that there's things which are apparently Ein Sof and there are things which are hiddenly Ein Sof. Everything has a nekuda of Ein Sof, but you don't know that. Like, if, let's say you open up a Nesivah Shalom, right? Can you darshan Ein Sof on Nesivah Shalom? No. Right? Why? Because of course there's a nekuda of Ein Sof, but you'd have to be a Leonavi to darshan Ein Sof. You have to be an Ish Ein Sof to darshan Ein Sof. Right? There's certain things that even Pasha the people, they can see the Ein Sof on it. That it's mamish, it's revealed that it's Ein Sof. The Bria has been revealed that it's Ein Sof. The Torah itself is revealed that it's Ein Sof. Right? There's Ein Sof Perushim on the Torah. Right? Beginning with Moshe Rabbeinu to the Nevi'im, to the Anshei Knesset Gedola, to the Tanaim, Amoraim, Rishonim, Achronim, to the Rashi Yeshiva. Torah Shebichsav is Ein Sof. Ein Sof. Why? Because Hashem wrote the Torah b'yad Moshe, and yad Eved k'yad Rabbi, and it's as if Hashem wrote the Torah himself, and if Hashem wrote the Torah himself, it's revealed Ein Sof. It's openly Ein Sof. And the same thing is true about the Haggadah. The reason why the Haggadah is Ein Sof, that there's Perushim every year more and more, Mamash Ad Ein Sof, is because Eliyahu HaNavi wrote the Haggadah. And Eliyahu HaNavi is Yad Eved K'yad Rabbi. And since Hashem wrote the Haggadah, that's why it's Ein Sof. It's Ein Sof. It goes on and on forever. Because if you are the Machaber, and you're a Yad Eved K'yad Rabbi Dika Machaber, that means that Hashem is writing your Torahs, and if Hashem is writing your Torahs, it's Ein Sof. Whatever Hashem does, his stamp of Hashem is Ein Sof. Chosamu Shalakadosh Baruch Hu Emes. Emes is Ein Sof, it's Nitzvi. Where there's Nitzvi is where there's Ein Sof, that means that Hashem says, I wrote it. Belongs to me. And that's why there's such a chin to the Haggadah that you didn't gather around to learn the Haggadah, because they smell the Rabbanu Shem in it. They feel Hashem in it, that Hashem puts his stamp of Ein Sof on the Haggadah. So you can imagine the Nachas Ruach that Eliyahu HaNavi has, that he comes to the Seder and he sees all the Yidden learning his Torahs. This is his Sefer. He's the Rosh Yeshiva of this tonight, of the night of the Seder. Everybody's sitting in his base medrash. And he comes in and he says, oh, look at the Nachas Ruach, look at the Schar that Hashem gave me. That I'm Shomer Pisrei Yisrael, that all the Yidden tonight are learning my Sefer. Such a Nachas Ruach that Hashem has, that the Eliyahu HaNavi has. So it's an unbelievable night. It's a night, mamish, a night of Ein Sof. That Hashem is Shomer Pisrei Yisrael, that He awaits the Geula. We should be Zeicher, that this should be the final night. We should be Zeicher to the Geula. Yeshuv Amitas, and Yerbe Minolai.